Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. You hear the jingle bells. It's that time of year. 7 days?
1 week from today.
7 days?
Yep.
There you go.
1 week.
One week from today, Santa Claus will be coming to town.
He'll be smoking a cigar and having some brandy. He's done. he's done. By the way, let me correct something that Captain Scott from the Bite Me podcast corrected. Best place to catch flounder for that listener that texted earlier.
I'm sure that they're still listening.
Of course they are. I left out a very good place. Seawolf Park. Seawolf Park, very good place to catch flounder.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate you guys getting involved with the program on the text line, 713-572-4610, and the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610. A text we got in a little bit earlier from the 409. Texans need to get Higgins more involved. Don't entirely disagree. What are y'all's thoughts about Houston running with Woody, Marks, and Jawar Jordan as running backs 1 and 2 for the 2026 season?
For 2026?
I think that you are a little too excited in this moment.
Wait, what did he say?
For 2026, running Woody and Jawar Jordan.
Hell, I think we're still in a place where we're in fact-finding mode with Jawar Jordan.
See, that's the stuff I'll be talking about, man. I feel like if the Texans had the chance, let's say they had the chance to get, was it Jeremiah Love?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say randomly he was there. I feel like a lot of people are like, no, we got Woody Marks.
We got Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan.
We could get a running back in the fifth round.
Oh, God, I hate that. I hate that. Well, you
I want to go that far, man.
Reggie put it great in the break, so I won't steal your thunder. Tell them what you told me.
I'd be forgetting.
If you run them back.
If you go into the 2026 season, and I say this with a lot of appreciation for what Woody Marks is, and I have enjoyed thoroughly Jawar Jordan. And honestly, I remember thinking back to Cam being like, man, it seems like he's got some juice.
Yeah.
With that being the case, if you run into the 2026 season and your running back room begins with Woody Marks and Jawar Jordan, you are derelict of duty. That's dereliction of duty to find yourself in a place. Like,
100%.
This running game has not been so good that you go, those dudes are enough.
Yeah.
I think it would still behoove you to look at what you have in your running back room, whether that is seeing if a healthy Joe Mixon is actually a plausible idea or adding on to that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that they view it that way, to be entirely fair. I think, I appreciate the question. I think that this could be serviceable for you down the stretch here mm-hmm. with those two guys. I'm very intrigued. But no, there's
not
bigger.
Not 2026.
I think you have to aim higher for the 2026 mm-hmm. season. But that's well beyond the pale. We still got playoff. In fact, we still got to finish out the regular season here in the 2025 season. And then, knock on wood, see some real playoff football run for the Houston Texans. But in trying to get through what you have ahead of you, you have a game versus the Raiders on Sunday at NRG Stadium. Apparently, it's the holiday game. Did you realize that?
Yeah. Hey, they're going to have the toddler races at halftime. Did you see that?
Oh, man.
Who doesn't love a good toddler race?
I love it. You talk about the Instagram feed and what it feeds you or whatever, your TikTok feed or whatever. Anytime I see
a baby
race or something.
I'm going to see if they need a standby. I got my grandbaby can pick them up and put them down, man.
Yeah, she got long. She's tall,
No,
too.
The baby. The boy.
Oh, the baby.
The boy, yeah.
Oh, JJ.
Yeah. JJ, he's a crawling fool right now. Okay.
I don't know why that saying it that way makes me crack up. But yes, okay, yeah, see if you can get baby boy in there. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
A question I've just been sitting with pursuant to this football game versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Is it possible that the Texans do something they haven't done in a while, or depending on how you view it?
Open the roof?
In a while. Well, I don't even know. They're not doing that, right? Like,
no,
we're talking
no.
about.
God, no.
We're talking about weather in the, 60s?
60s. Perfect weather to open the roof.
I guess.
I didn't mean to hijack it.
Okay. No, I was like, hey, it's a conversation always. No, the thought is, could you effectively end a career on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Explain.
Geno Smith, the quarterback of the Raiders, it does seem like he will play this week after missing last week dealing with injuries. Kenny Pickett went for them. But he is 35 years of age, if memory serves. And this has been a rough season after him returning to form as a bona fide starter in the National Football League. Remember him with the Seahawks under Pete Carroll, and he looked very good. Looked like one of the best deep passers in the league. And on paper, coming into the season with him, you know, him not necessarily finding what he wanted with Seattle, I thought that this was going to be a great opportunity for him to be maybe the half step back and where the people may have thought he was before as like a stopgap type quarterback. And it just hasn't looked very good for them. Now, a good amount of that, or some of that at the very least, is that offensive line for the Raiders is M-A-L-O bad. It's one of the worst, if not the worst in the league, especially on the interior. It is very bad. Mm-hmm. But he himself has not looked like the best version of himself to the point where he's getting mad at all the criticism coming at him, talking about, oh, man, if anything goes wrong in your life, just blame it on Geno.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that this could be the one that, like, this could be a game where, especially considering the way that this defense is as a whole, but this defensive front in particular is, that could just make it so that the Geno thing, even with them having, you know, him on the under contract for the next couple of years, is just like, hey, they have to do something different.
Yeah, the final straw. Yeah, well, basically, in essence, what happened to Tua? You know, I don't expect Geno to be having conversations with Derek Stingley after the game on the field, you know, yucking it up like Tua. That was a bad look for him. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Yeah, kind of like what happened to him. I absolutely could see it. I was sitting here trying to think of who the Texans have done that to, maybe this year or with this defense in previous years, but no, I could absolutely see that happening.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm looking, because I'm, you know, we're trying to get our heads around what this football game could look like, and this one feels kind of like last week where you come in and you're like, all right, there's some things that team has. It's an NFL team. You talk about Brock Bowers. You talk about Ashton Jensen as a runner. You talk about Max Crosby, but as a team collectively, not talking about individuals, there's not a lot of things I'm afraid of. So it's like, all right, what could this Texas team do to them? And this is one of the very early things, is like, they could just finish this Geno thing up. Like, this could be effectively the place where we look up, we go, yeah, that Geno thing is like completely done. Because I don't know where the Raiders stand in this moment.
Yeah.
I think he's still a viable option. He's under contract next year. Maybe they're continuing to actually put their mind in a real development state as opposed to last year where they thought that they could jumpstart this.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be entirely untenable if the Texans do to him what I think is possible.
Well, I think is probable. You know, you say. Yeah, I think it's probable.
You're not.
He's already on thin ice.
You're not worried at all about the last few times that we're like, oh, this is the time where the Texans have 10 sacks and then it ends up not looking that way?
No, I'm really not, because the offensive line is so bad for the Raiders, and Geno, his head is spinning, and they have literally the worst offense in the NFL. DFL. I mean,
is Geno playing for sure?
Not for sure, but it's looking that way. It's looking that way. Well, I saw the Texans injury report. I didn't see theirs, what he was listed, but it's looking as if he will play.
Hell, either or.
Yeah.
The Texans going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about maybe what was the last time that the Texans might have done that, would you consider Anthony Richardson when he had to tap his helmet like, hey, man, I need a break.
Yeah.
I need to sit down for a moment.
That was a big story.
That was their final straw. I don't know if he started the next week, but it was soon thereafter.
He was effectively done.
Yeah.
I think there's been people making the case that, especially with the news of the week, the Tua Tagovailoa, and I didn't say this on air, is not only not going to start, he's the third quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So it's Quinn Ewers as the starter, and then they're going to have, was it Zach Wilson as the backup?
Yeah. I forgot he was there.
Yeah.
Buddy,
well, his mom's gonna reappear, isn't she?
All right.
No, okay. She is.
Very good.
I'm surprised Quinn Ewers passed up Zach Wilson like that.
Mm-hmm. But Tua Tagovailoa, you talk about, you know, seeing the entire fall off. He had been viable as a starter, which I don't want us to, you know, do revisionist history in the larger NFL context of, oh man, Tua was just flat out bad. He'd been viable at times within the circumstances and the offense that Mike McDaniel built for him. And then teams figured out, oh, we could take that away. And there was just no adjustment for, you know, the limitations that he has. Well, when you talk about teams figuring out, it was the Texans that really showed that in a big way that, oh, this is D-U-N done here.
Yeah. No, it absolutely was. And I feel like, Gino, the writing's on the wall. I think the writing's on the wall for Pete Carroll. I think they're going to find a soft landing for him.
You think so?
Yeah. And just completely change. They're not going to like necessarily fire him unless they have to, but I think there's going to be a soft exit, you know, a comfortable exit, so to speak, for Pete Carroll, and they're just going to redo everything. And the Texans could go a long way toward doing that on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm excited for that portion of it. Anything within you, because we just got a text in from the 713, making note of the fact that the Texans haven't had, quote, our annual mid to below average quarterback go off on us game, which... I guess fair. Is there any possibility in your mind that either this one is that game for you, or that any of the final three? Well, I guess I don't know how you view Justin Herbert. I don't think
that would be the one.
One of those games.
Not that he's. I mean, he's a good quarterback. He's better than what the texter said. But I could see where that would be the one where maybe Herbert goes off, and it's in L.A. and they have been. You know, they've been playing okay. Texans feeling pretty good about the playoffs. I could see where that would be the one.
Yeah, this has been a season of exercising demons. That could be one that you get off of your back a little bit. The idea that every year you're going to have somebody play above their head against the Texans. Maybe not this year. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Thursday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by a really awkward situation in the realm of basketball. What's an email or text that you just wish you had back? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.